Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, you know, you got me totally confused now.
But why? Why am I confusing you?
Yeah, I'm asking you, like, pertinent questions about guitars, because you went to the guitar string factory.
Yeah, the
right?
D'Addario. D'Addario
so
Strings.
How was that?
It was awesome, man. So Right. They've got their factory out on Long Island. And there's not a lot of people that do business on Long Island, and they are like the number one string manufacturer, and they do their business all on Long Island. And
which
they got
is amazing,
them, right?
Right,
it really is amazing.
I mean, so. You wouldn't even know that. I mean, because obviously they are a manufacturer, so they're not going to be selling to the public.
Right. Well, yeah, they on their website you can get some of their stuff, right? But they're basically sending it out.
And if you're in that world, then you know who they are.
Oh,
and
without
what they're
a doubt.
About.
Well, when
they're right here in Farmingdale.
Right. When the guy reached out to Al, who was a listener of the show, and said, "We know that Greg plays the guitar. I'm sure he's used our strings." I immediately knew who they were. Yeah,
right,
of course.
Right, so the questions that I was just asking you during the break,
yeah,
were they legitimate questions or am I stupid? Because I was told by Mrs. Nierenberg in my eighth grade social studies, man, she was great looking too, by the way.
Was she?
Yes, and I paid very close attention to her.
Of course.
She just had a way.
She's
a
teacher.
Had a way. She just had a way. Oh, yeah, you're right. But she just had a way. She connected with me through athletics. And social studies, okay, history, right? Mm-hmm. So I was asked, she said, you know, Boomer, there's no question that is a stupid question. We are always here to answer the questions. That's why we're here. That's what we're teaching you. And I'll never forget that.
Okay.
So that's why I was asking you the questions that I was asking you during the break. And did you consider those stupid questions?
No, because you really don't have a baseline of music knowledge at all. So, of course, these
right,
are
yeah, because I tried to play the clarinet, couldn't do it.
Right.
Couldn't do it.
And then you moved on to the meat whistle. That didn't work.
I didn't move on to anything. You know, at the end of the day, I was so frustrated by the whole thing, I broke the clarinet in half. Let's go to Jimmy in Rockland County. Jimmy, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, boys. How are you?
All
hey,
right,
Jimmy.
What's going on, Jim?
Hey, I just want to see if I can get you guys to regroup a little bit. I think, Boomer, I think you set Gio off this morning with the Yankees panicking, signing J.A. Happ. I think J.A. Happ is a great chip. You know, it's not the World Series chip we need, but it was a good one.
Right.
And you guys just haven't been, you know, you haven't been the same since.
All right, well, we'll see if we can regroup. That's what I'm trying to do right now. I'm trying to get into his wheelhouse, which is, you know, obviously playing the guitar. And he went to D'Addario Strings and everything.
D'Addario Strings.
D'Addario Strings yesterday and everything. So I'm trying to get him back into his happy place.
All right. Nice.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that, though, Jimmy. So let me go back to the questions that I was asking you. Was there anything about the questions that I asked you like were like annoying, or did you find I was legitimately trying to?
Sure. I didn't seem annoyed answering them, did
no,
I?
No. You know, you seemed okay until you started getting into the ones, the G's, the B's, the E. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Well, I was answering your question.
Yeah,
I was trying to teach you about a scale.
I love listening to music, but I don't have any comprehension to what you were talking about.
I figured that out. Yep.
It was like me trying to teach you how to play quarterback.
I think I know a little bit more about football than you know about music. I will say that.
You think you know a lot about football?
No, I didn't say that. I know more. I didn't say. I said I know more about football than you know about music.
That's true. That's 100% true. That's why I always defer to you. When it comes to the music aspect of this show.
Right. But you did.
He plays a skin flute.
Yeah. But you definitely know more football than I know music. How about that?
Well, specifically the position of quarterback.
Right. Of course.
I mean, at least you played a little bit of offensive line.
I did with Brian Rascona, who's back there training. We played on the same offensive line together at Bellport. Can you believe that? He was the center and I was the guard.
Really?
Yes, really. Brian Rascona, Eddie Scazzeri is training Brian Rascona today, and me and Brian Rascona played Bellport football together.
Was he a starter?
Yeah, we both. He did not play varsity on JV. We started together.
Counts.
Counts.
We're not talking
about
counts?
JV. What do you mean?
Counts. We're talking about varsity football.
Okay, but. Hey,
I asked you if he was a starter at Bellport. You said, yeah, he was a starter. And I'm like, oh, I thought he played starting center for Joe Sipp. That would be, you know, quite the accomplishment.
So you just dismissed every JV football player out there and all the work they put in.
No, I was talking
about. You just said it doesn't count.
I was talking about varsity. And he made led me to believe that he was talking about varsity until he said, oh, wait a minute, it was just JV.
Listen, if you're out there and you're playing JV football, you keep busting your ass. Absolutely. Don't listen to this guy.
Right. I mean, Roscona was a legend at center there. One of the best JV centers we ever had.
I played JV football.
Mm-hmm. And what if Bart Starr said JV football? That sucks.
But that's not what we were talking about. He led me to believe initially that he was the starting center for the varsity team.
You might not be sitting here as the Boomer Esiason if your dreams were crushed because some former MVP thought JV football meant nothing.
Do you know how many times my dreams could have been crushed by people like you?
Not like me.
I would have never let that happen.
You know, when Roscona decided to stop playing, it was a big loss for the program. They had to scramble around and go, who's going to be our center now? I mean, this guy, I mean, he was the man.
Was he like the tuba player in the band
no,
or something?
No, he was not.
That
no.
was a little bit more important?
No. That wasn't it.
Was he in theater playing Jean Valjean? No.
He was not in theater.
Was he a delinquent and never showed up to school?
No, I don't know. I
don't know. Hamna.
If you want to ask Roscona, I'm not going to speak for Roscona. What happened? But he played
like
football.
You're speaking for him now.
In positive ways, you want to give you all his answers about him in high school. I'm not going to give
you
that.
Or something?
No. He didn't go to jail.
Okay.
I think he had enough of school. Is that fair to say? Is that fair to say that you had enough of school? Is that basically it?
When I stopped playing, it was before I had enough of school. It was more because I wanted to play baseball. That was the thing.
All right. There you go. All right.
Oh, you couldn't do both, huh?
He wanted me to stop, and I'm not going to mention his name. You guys know who he is. He wanted me to stop my summer team and make sure I go to the summer practices.
Well,
but I wanted
to
play summer travel baseball instead.
All right, stop yelling at me. My God, he's so South Shore. It's unbelievable. He immediately gets right involved and starts screaming at you.
Well, I mean, you're on fire today,
and I have never met this guy.
I mean, I'm telling you, you're on fire. We're all trying to defend ourselves.
He's not coming to lunch with us, is he?
I don't think so. No,
he better not.
No, I don't believe that he is. No. All right, Jerry's here. We're late with this update. So let's go, Jerry. What do you got?
Brought to you by Brothers Supply, New York's number one source for ice, air, PTAX, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. I'll give you a couple of things from Scott Boras and the Yankees here. Obviously, J-Hap, the 2-year deal with the Yankees with the option for the third year is what it looks like.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Is the J and the A stand for two different names?
Don't know, don't care. He goes by J-Hap.
Well, it's J period A period. So there's the
and
it is
he wants
J-A-Hap.
It pronounced J-Hap.
But he's not J, unless that's his first. What's the J stand for?
Julius.
So
Julius Aroldis Hap.
All right, so J.A. Hap.
Right, but he wants it pronounced J-Hap.
He can't do that.
He can do it. It's
no,
his
he
name.
Can't.
Except that it's his
he
name.
He just wants to go by J.
J-Hap.
The letter J.
It's actually James Anthony Hap.
No, it's Julius Aroldis. You want to check that again. J-Hap.
Well, you go by Boomer, Norman.
So he wants to go by the letter J. You're putting the two letters together.
He put the two letters together.
They're not together, though.
But they are together. Or you can just forget the A and just call him J-Hap.
Right. I mean,
that's
today.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Today, you're J-A Esiason. J for Jack, A for S.
No, but I don't like you getting all over one of our callers when he thinks it's J-A.
No, I got all over you. You're the one that said J-A Hap.
No, the caller did.
Yeah, and I said in the talkback that it's J-Hap because Al started the warm-up show with J.A. Hap. And I said, it's J-Hap. And then he went into Tanner Rourke being traded as opposed to Tanner Roark being traded.
So what
traded.
Do you think, Al? What is it?
I see periods, so I say J.A. Hap.
That's what I said.
And I think that the guy himself is just saying his name quickly, so it says J.A. Hap.
Oh, my God. Wait, what was that?
He goes, J.A. Hap. Hi, I'm J.A. Hap.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
So anyway,
Hap will be back, and Jairis Familia will be back with the Mets. They struck a deal middle of the night. Did the Mets 3 years?
Oh, Familia, you're breaking our hearts.
Well, you better hope not. It looks like 3 years, $30 million for Jairis. Lance Lynn to the Rangers. The Rays signing Charlie Morton. How about that deal? Charlie Morton to the Rays.
They're not paying
crazy.
Anybody.
What,
unbelievable.
2 years, $31 million?
Yeah, not too bad.
No tax state. I like it.
And the Nationals got Tanner Rainey from the Reds for Tanner Roark. Exactly. All right, here's Boras. So when will Harper? Yeah. When will Harper sign exactly?
Really can't put a time on it. It's just that we're certainly at a point where we understand the interest level and certainly what clubs want to do.
Here is Brian. Here's first Scott Boras. He was asked by Sweeney, And I'll get more into this next hour. Sweeney was really trying hard to get some questions in. We'll get to that at 7:30. But here he finally got his question into Boris about 15 minutes into the press briefing.
Scott, what do you think when you hear the Yankees say they're not in on Bryce, and how will you go about convincing them otherwise?
I've never heard the Yankees say that.
They've said that to us many times. Brian Cashman said that he's not as fit, he has enough out
there. Well, it might be that they say things to you. I don't know. I wasn't there.
Well, he then offered an analogy of what maybe like the Yankees are.
When the nurse walks in the room with a thermometer, the issue is not what the thermometer says that day. The issue is what's the health of the patient when they're ready to leave the hospital. And they're not ready to leave the hospital yet.
So the Yankees are still in the waiting room, I guess, at the hospital.
What is this with all these like analogies and all these different things?
Cashman's a death star.
And we're a fully operational death star.
And yeah, right, fully operational death star. Plus he's fishing.
He's fishing. We throw the line back out there.
All right, so I present to you 2016, Jay Happ himself on MLB Network explaining the pronunciation of his name, okay?
Okay.
Talk about Jay A. Happ, or is it Jay Happ?
It's just Jay, yeah. It's just pronounced Jay, but I mean, I obviously understand with the initials there, J-A, too, as well. It's no big thing. A lot of guys on the team call me J-A still here.
I like J-A, but I'm going to tell him just so he's clear, because he was like, it's J-A. I'm like, no, bro, it's J. Like, it's J. Like, let's keep it easy breezy.
It is.
Where's from? MLB Radio?
Where is that guy?
I guess it's MLB Network Radio.
I don't know whoever
MLB
that
Network.
Host is. I'm with him, man.
Yeah. It's confusing as hell.
Come on, dog.
Clarify this issue.
But, you know, I can see, like, you know, how I call you G.
You could.
I call Gunner G, right? So I could always do that. I could shorten your name to a G.
You could do
so
that.
I think that's what his teammates are probably doing, just shortening to a J.
Is that like sort of the Jeets situation, maybe?
They go Jeets instead of Jeter?
Yeah.
It's a nickname. You idiot.
Yeah, Jeets!
So when we call Boom, we're happing him.
Yeah, Boom!
quickly, the Knicks got behind big early, came back, took a lead, then died down the stretch and lost to the Cavaliers 113-106. Everybody in the room is happy, fine. Nets beat the Sixers 127-124. Spencer Dinwiddie had 39 points, 5 assists. Raptors beat the Warriors in Golden State 113-93 without Kawhi Leonard, by the way. Kyle Lowry did have 23 points in that game. Steph Curry says he was joking about the moon. I don't believe him about getting to the moon. What else? You had the Kings hit 19 three-pointers. They score 141 points, beat the T-Wolves yesterday by 11.
This is unbelievable. I'm looking at this mock draft for the Knicks right now. Who are we taking?
Some guy who's either Jay or J-A.
Oh, shut up.
I'm serious. I don't even know who that is. I got to be honest with you. I know everybody else. I know Bol Bol. I know R.J. Barrett. I know Zion. I don't know.
J-A or Morant. That's
right,
funny.
Exactly.
Who knew? And the Golden Knights beat the Islanders 3-2. Tomas Nosek scores the go-ahead goal in the third.
I was just thinking about somebody who didn't hear the Steph Curry story that just heard your update. Where you just glossed over Steph Curry said he was joking about the moon. I don't believe him about us going to the moon.
Yeah, all right. My bad. I should have explained it better. Sorry.
What? Steph Curry was joking about the moon?
He doesn't believe in the moon.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.